challenges for a COVID shot. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Federal regulators are limiting who can receive Johnson & Johnson's vaccine because of a possible health risk.
The Food and Drug Administration is now restricting the J&J shot to those who specifically request it or those who cannot receive Pfizer or Moderna's offering. The FDA says the J&J vaccine brings a risk of blood clots to those who receive it, even though the occurrence of clots is said to be rare. The one-dose J&J vaccine has not been as widely taken as either the Pfizer or Moderna two-dose protocols, in part because of safety issues. That led late last year to the CDC recommending that Pfizer and Moderna be the preferred choices of the three vaccines to combat COVID. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This is the CDC says a new subvariant of COVID's Omicron strain is responsible for about a third of the new cases in the U.S., and it says it's spreading and is expected to become the dominant one in the coming weeks. Wall Street took a big hit as worries grow over the Fed's hiking of interest rates. The Dow lost over 3%, wiping out all of yesterday's gains, plus more.
The consumer is impacted by all of this, paying higher prices for goods and services, including food and gas. But now, as rates rise, things like borrowing to buy a home become more costly, too. November 10th of last year, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage hit a third-quarter low of 2.98%, according to Freddie Mac. In anticipation of rising rates and yesterday's hike, that rate has jumped to 5.27% today, the highest since 2009.
Jackie DeAngelis with Fox Business. The Pentagon says the majority of Russian forces have left the port city of Mariupol and are headed north, leaving about 2,000 troops in the port city. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russian forces are making only small progress. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One retail pharmacy giant will be settling opioid dispensing abuse claims with the state of Florida.
The owners of the Walgreens pharmacy chain are settling claims of improperly dispensing billions of doses of opioid analgesics in Florida to the tune of $683 million. Both the state and the pharmacy company had been fighting with each other in court for the past 4 weeks. Walgreens is the 12th and final defendant to settle opioid cases with Florida, which from companies like CVS and drug makers have netted more than $3 billion, which the state will spend to provide addiction treatment services and overdose-related health care. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
While airlines predict a profitable summer, finding a pilot may be the next big challenge.
Passengers on a Virgin Atlantic flight to New York from London's Heathrow got the word 40 minutes in that their flight was being forced to return to London after the cockpit crew realized that the co-pilot on the Airbus A330 was not qualified, hadn't completed his final assessment flight, says The Telegraph. Virgin Airlines calls it a rostering error. The captain was not a designated trainer and thus wasn't qualified to fly with a co-pilot who hadn't completed Virgin Atlantic's training protocols. The flight eventually landed 2 hours and 40 minutes late. The pilot shortage affecting schedules all over. Thousands of pilots chose early retirement at the beginning of the pandemic, with a further shortage of flight instructors. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
The United Nations says the number of people without enough to eat on a daily basis reached an all-time high last year and is poised to hit what it's calling appalling new levels as the Ukraine war hurts global food production. The report says nearly 193 million people in 53 countries suffered acute food insecurity last year. The UN blames that on what it calls a toxic triple combination of conflict, weather extremes, and the economic effects of the pandemic. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.